Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Happy New Year to you. And I know 2018 has been a good year for us, and it's going to be a better year in 2019. Is that right?
That's right. You know, it was in 1988. How many of you were born in 1988? How many were not born in 1988? Most of you. It was in 1988 that we had our very first overnight in this building. Can you believe that? I told Gary in the car on the way here, I've celebrated New Year's Eve here 1988, 1998, 2008, and now 2018. But something special happened in 1988. I don't know if you remember. We were worshiping. And from the balcony, a mist from heaven came down and filled this entire place. Yeah. At first, I thought it was dust because people were dancing so much. So I ran up to see where all the dust was coming from. And it wasn't dust. It was a mist from heaven that literally fell and settled over the entire building. And I believe it was the beginning of an era. It was the beginning of a powerful encounter with the presence of Jesus Christ in our worship. As I've been thinking about 2019, I've been praying for Watoto Church. And I believe that 2019 is going to be an amazing year, Gary. I've been praying for a year of fresh encounters. You know, I don't want to live on the encounter when the mist fell down in 1988. We need a fresh encounter with the presence of Jesus in 2018. And the presence of Jesus makes all the difference. The presence of Jesus healed blind Bartimaeus so he could see. The presence of Jesus turned the water into wine. The presence of Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Are you ready for 2019 to be a fresh encounter with the presence of Jesus? But I've been praying for another fresh encounter. A fresh encounter with the power of the Holy Spirit. We're Holy Spirit people. I was filled with the Holy Spirit when I was 9 years old. I'll never forget that day. It was at camp. And the Holy Spirit came upon me. And when I had that encounter with the Holy Spirit, I received power. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. Power to become a witness. And so I'm praying and I'm believing that 2019, as we cross over in 28 minutes, that we as a church are going to have a fresh encounter with the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the presence of Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But the power of the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, and he's still alive. So I'm believing that 2019 is going to be a year of miracles. Are you ready for a miracle? You don't sound like you're ready. Are you ready for a miracle? Because when you encounter the presence of Jesus, and you encounter the power of the Holy Spirit, miracles follow. I've served Jesus for 58 years. And my life has been a life of miracles. Miracles have followed me. Miracles when I go in, miracles when I go out. Miracles that I see, miracles that I don't see. And I'm believing that 2019 is going to be a year of fresh encounter with miracles. Miracles in your family. Miracles in your finances. Miracles in your job. Miracles in your body. So are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to have faith? Are you ready to have faith over fear? I'm ready. And I can't wait. Isn't he a handsome man? And don't you think he looks a whole lot better with no beard? Don't you dare say no.
Jesus, I pray that as we just take a few moments before we say goodbye to 2018, and as we welcome in 2019, to just think about some important things that can help us to shape what 2019 will be like. We want to thank you for the faithfulness, your faithfulness, in the past. You have done amazing things. And you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what you did yesterday, you can and will do today. And you can and will do tomorrow. So we trust you. And as we enter, Lord, we pray that you'd just fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with your grace. Fill us with your goodness. Fill us with the character of Jesus. So that we can be all that you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Four things that will help you to succeed in 2019. And I've learned these four things from 66 years of life. I'm 66 years of age. And I've walked with Jesus for all of those 66, well, it's 60 years since I gave my, 60 years ago that I gave my life to Jesus, the best thing I ever did. And then I was 16 when I made a recommitment of my life to Jesus. Four things. And I'm so thrilled to stand here and to know that this place is full of young people. Young people. The future of Uganda is you, young people. Four things. Number one, realize who you are. Do you know that you are made in the image of God? You're not an animal. You are made to be like God. You are an amazing creation. You are the crown of God's creation. Sin gets a hold of our lives and destroys the image of God on the inside of us. And it takes away our confidence and our self-confidence. And we know that we are failures. And so we begin to believe the lies about ourselves. And we begin to think that we are junk, that we are rubbish. But the Bible teaches us that when God created us, God said, "Let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflect our nature." God made you to be like Him. He said He did that so that they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself and every animal that moves on the face of the earth. So God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. And God blessed them. Prosper. Reproduce, fill the earth, take charge, be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air and for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. You are the crown of God's creation. Wow. Yesterday I was sitting in our garden and we have the most beautiful garden in Uganda. It's right on the lake. I designed the garden myself, and I put in as many flowering shrubs as I could because the flowers attract the birds and they attract the bees. And yesterday, as we were sitting in our garden, there was a little butterfly came flying by. It was absolutely amazing to watch this butterfly spin around the garden. And eventually he came and he sat down right close to us. He was beautiful, shiny. And as I looked at that little animal, I thought, wow. He started out as an egg. He grew into a little worm. He grew from a worm into a cocoon. He burst out of that cocoon. And he was born again into a beautiful butterfly. And he is amazing. So light. And as the wind came along, he seemed to just ride the wind, and he stopped flapping his wings, and he just floated. Remember that? You know what he was? There's nothing that man has ever made that came anywhere near as beautiful as that butterfly. But that butterfly is nothing near as beautiful as you. As you. One of the most important things that you can learn in the lesson of life is to realize who you are. God made you unique and special and one of a kind. There isn't one other person on this planet that is exactly like you. There are billions of people on the planet, but there's no one exactly like you. And you know, the amazing thing is that God is the one who made you inside your mother's womb. And it was God who knows you absolutely intimately. He knows how many hairs are on your head. There's a beautiful verse that I read when I was a boy. I want to read it for you from Psalm 139. If I can find it here, Psalm 139. God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I'm an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me, and you're there. Then up ahead, and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Is there any place that I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on morning's wings to the far western horizon, you find me in a minute. You're already there waiting. Then I said to myself, oh, he even sees me in the dark. At night, I'm immersed in the light. It's a fact. Darkness isn't dark to you. Night and day, darkness and light, they're all the same to you. And oh yes, you shaped me first inside and then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one. How your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful. God, I'll never comprehend them. I couldn't even begin to count them any more than I could count the sand of the sea. Oh, let me rise in the morning and live always with you. And please, God, do away with wickedness for good. Do you know that God knows absolutely everything about you? There's nothing in your life that is hidden from God. And one of the great secrets of life is to first of all realize who you are. You are precious. How precious are you? While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even when we were far away from God, even when we were rebelling against God, even when we had not given a thought towards God, He was thinking about us. You. I'm talking about you. Other people may say bad things about you, but God says good things about you. He created you with a destiny. He has a purpose for your life. He designed you to rule and to reign in life and reign in eternity. You are loved. God is for you, not against you. God has plans for you. Listen to God's word for what he says for you. Do you know what he calls you? He calls you a child of God. He baptizes you into his family. He adopts you into his family. He is your father and you are his son. You are his daughter. He calls you an heir together with Jesus to all of the riches of heaven. That's your destiny. And if you want to go into 2019 and succeed, as you walk in, realize who you are. When you realize who you are, it will help you to stop doing the things you don't want to do. You will begin to say to yourself, I can't do that. I'm a child of God. I can't do that. I have a Father in heaven who sees and understands everything about me. I have a higher purpose than that. There may be some of us here today who are not children of God. We've wandered away from God. We've ignored him and we find ourselves here today. But you can be born again today. You can find Jesus right here, right now. You know he's here. You can feel his presence. There's a supernatural presence in this place. Marilyn was talking about it. It's the presence of Jesus. And he's patiently waiting for you to respond to his love. He loves you so much. He considers you so precious that even in our worst situation, he died on the cross for you so that you could have life. And here's the amazing thing. When we come to Christ, we die to our old life, just as Christ died for our sin. But we come alive to our new life, just as Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And then the Bible says, day by day, we are being formed into his likeness. The Bible says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doesn't yet appear what we shall be. But when we shall see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. He's forming Christ in us. The Bible says Jesus came to his own, the Jews, but his own did not receive him, the Jews. But as many as receive him, even the Gentiles, even Ugandans, to as many as receive them, to them he gives the authority, the right, the privilege to be called the sons of God. Never forget who you are. Number two. Find a place to serve. The happiest people in the world are people who are serving others. Jesus said, the greatest among you will be your servant. Great people and great leaders serve others. Your destiny and your purpose is tied up to the place that you serve in. You need to hear God call you to a specific place of service. And then serve in that place. When I say that God has a purpose for you and that God has a plan for you, he has a place for you to serve. As a young boy, I remember driving in my daddy's car, sitting in the back seat when I was about 12 years of age. And I remember so clearly, I think I've shared this with you before, God spoke to me as clear as anything I've ever heard in my life as a 12-year-old boy. And I was in that little town, small town. He said, Gary, I want you to live for me. I want you to serve me. And I'm going to send you around the world to preach the good news about who I am. 12 years of age. I never forgot it. He called me to serve. He doesn't just call special people. He calls all of us. We need to hear God's call for our lives. I know that He called me to be a pastor. I wanted to be a game warden in a national park. But God said, I want you to look after people, not animals. I was very disappointed because I didn't like people. I liked animals. But you know, the greatest thing is to obey God and to love God and to serve in the purpose that He called. I'm now 66 years of age, and I'm standing on the other side of the promises of God. It took a while. God had to take me through a process of preparing me and changing me and getting me ready and hooking me up with the right people. He took me to pastor a number of churches where I learned a lot of lessons until one day, as clear as the nose on my face, God said, I want you to go to Kampala. I want you to plant an English-speaking church downtown. That was 1982 that God spoke to us. And now I'm standing here 36 years later, and there are people all throughout the parking lot gathered on a New Year's Eve. And I stand in awe and amazement of what God has done. And we're going to talk about some of those things when we get our gathering together in January with the Watoto Children's Choir. I've seen miracles. I've seen people who have been healed and set free from demon spirits. I've seen God provide buildings and properties and vehicles. And I could go on the amazing things. But the most amazing thing that He provided was a church full of young people, full of potential, who are going to change their nation, going to change their city, going to change their continent, because God has a purpose for their lives. And I stand on this side, and I received a call from God, and I know that call was a call for Gary, and I'm going to stand before Him one day, and I'm going to say, what an honor it was to serve you. Can I tell you something? He has a place for you. He wants to speak to you about your life. He has a purpose for your life. You say, I'm nobody. That's who God uses. David was ignored and forgotten by his father and his brothers. And when they came looking for a king, the prophet came looking for a king, they hadn't even called David. They considered him insignificant. But God saw his heart. God saw the hunger of his heart. And God was preparing him in the menial serving of sheep to become the shepherd of Israel. There are things that are happening in your life right now. You're sensing the call of God. There are things happening in your life that you don't understand. Some of the things that you don't like, some of the things seem to be menial. It might be school or university, or it might be a simple job, or it might be that you're serving in a cell, or maybe you're serving in children's church. I'm telling you, God is getting you ready for something bigger, something better. Find a place to serve and serve. Don't wait to be served. Serve. Jesus was our greatest example. Jesus' life was a life of service. He gave Himself up for us. So God exalted Him and gave Him a name which is above every other name. I'm not in Uganda for me. I'm in Uganda for you. I'm in Uganda for these children. You don't know how happy it makes me to sit down there and all the things that I had to go through. It's a joy. It's an honor. It's a privilege. Find a place to serve. Hear the call of God on your life. Number one, realize who you are. Number two, find a place to serve. What is your place? Do you know what your place of service is now? Number three, be faithful. Be faithful. Do you know what? We serve a faithful God. He has never let us down. We can trust God by what He said. Can that be said of you? Can you be trusted? Be faithful. Be faithful to your husband or to your wife. Be faithful to your family and your children. Be faithful to your mother and your father. Be faithful to your country. Don't throw rubbish. Be faithful. Be faithful to your job. Arrive on time. Don't leave early. Pay your taxes. Be faithful. We can change our world by beginning to be faithful servants who knows who we are. We can. Be faithful to your God in your local church. Be faithful to your local church. Be faithful with your time and your talent. I'm giving you some keys to succeed in 2019. If you want to succeed in 2019, realize who you are. Find a place to serve and then be faithful in that place with your time and with your talent and with your treasure. Budget your time. Make sure you have time for your God. Make sure you have time for your family, for your wife, for your children. Make sure you have time for your friends. Be on time. Be faithful with your talent. Serve to the best of your ability with what God has given you. I watched that little boy. Did you see him? He danced across this platform like he knew what he was doing. You know what I thought of? I shouldn't tell you. I thought of Michael Jackson. He was just a little boy when he sang, but he ended up being one of the most famous. Who knows what this little boy can be if he's faithful with God, with what God has begun in his life. Be faithful with your talent. You have a talent. Be faithful with a smile. Be faithful with words. You want to succeed? If people know that you are a faithful servant, they will beat a path to your door looking for solutions and answers. You will be loved. You will be wanted. You will be sought after. You may not have a degree from university. You may not have been the brightest penny in the purse. But if you're a faithful servant of God and you know who you are, you will carry a dignity with you. Be faithful with your treasure. Give your first one-tenth to God faithfully. He will take notice. He will reward you. Give an offering regularly. Bring a rolling crane every time you come. Be faithful. Be faithful in saving 10%. Be faithful investing 10%, and then take the other 70% and have a good time. The last one. What was number one? Realize who you are. What was number two? Find a place to serve and serve to the best of your ability. Number three, be faithful. Number four, this is the last one, the most important one. Passionately love Jesus and love people. Oh, the world loves a lover. Be a lover of God. May you love God so passionately and so purely that people will just say, wow. You don't need a university degree to learn to love God. Just love God. It's the greatest commandment in the Bible. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. That's the first commandment. Love God. And the second is like it. Love people. We can change the world if we love God and love people. People often ask me, Gary, what is the key to your success? And I tell them I'm not really sure, but I think if there's one thing, it's that I passionately love Jesus. I live for Jesus. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. Everything else will take care of itself. We worry about this and we run after that. Run after Jesus. Long to know Jesus better. Paul said, oh, that I may know him. The Bible says, in all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Peter and Jesus. Jesus is resurrected from the dead. And Peter has returned to his fishing. He's gone back to what Jesus had taken him away from. And Jesus had taken him away from a failure as a fisherman. He provided a miracle of fish for him. And then he said, from now on, you're going to catch people, not fish. But when Jesus was dead and had died, even though he was resurrected, Peter was discouraged and he went back fishing. And one day as he was fishing, he had the same failure. And someone stood on the beach and called, have you any fish? And Peter said, no, we haven't got any fish. Didn't know who it was. And the man on the beach said, throw your nets out on the other side and you'll catch some. It was exactly like you said it earlier. They did. And they caught so many fish, they could hardly bring the nets in. And Peter realized it was Jesus. And he jumped out of the boat and he swam straight to the shore. And he came out dripping wet water running off his beard. And he knelt down at the most wonderful place that exists in the universe, at the feet of Jesus. He said, leave me, Jesus. I'm a sinful man. And Jesus had prepared breakfast. And I got to close here because the midnight hour is coming. And then he walked down the beach with Peter and he asked him three times, because Peter denied him three times. He asked him, Peter, Simon, you remember what he asked him? Do you love me? And I want to say to you here, Jesus comes to each one of us and he asks us, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love Jesus? Let me tell you, you will never, ever fail in life if you put Jesus first in your life and you love him. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. Don't love money. Don't love positions. Love Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for this great crowd of young people, so full of potential. Help them to realize who they are.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.